Radio Moment.
Radio 4 presenter Brian Redhead was quoted as saying, "If you want to drop a word in the ear of the nation, then this is the programme in which to do it." He was speaking about the Today programme, which this week celebrates its 60th anniversary.
In 1957, when Today was young and green, it went out in two editions, with a vicar in between, who gave thanks for the first one and offered up a prayer that they'd get it right the second time the show went on the air.
Today was launched on the BBC Home Service on the 28th of October 1957. The week before the programme launched, you'd have heard instead Morning Music, shared with the Light programme, also Programme Parade, and Shopping List, a short programme on food news. 2 years prior, Robin Day had mooted the idea of a 15-minute topical news programme featuring intelligent, pithy comment, if only to address what he called a bleak and barren time of day on radio. Today was a reassuring programme of topical talks, described as a breakfast time magazine bringing you news, views and interviews. The first edition, in 2 20-minute parts, featured items on the sale of Napoleon's letters, a feature on new gramophone records, and an interview with a passenger flying to Scotland on business. 55-year-old Alan Skempton was the first presenter, with Jack DeManio appointed its principal presenter the following year.
John will be here at this time tomorrow night to tell you a little about what we've got in mind for you for Wednesday morning. But from the Today studio at just about 15 minutes... I can't read your writing. I've got a chap writing it out for me here, the silly fool, and I can't read his writing. Well, it's 16 minutes to and a half.
Jack DeManio, who became famous for his clock problems. As car radio listening grew, so did the programme's reputation. But it wasn't until 63 that the programme fell to BBC Current Affairs and started to become really news-oriented.
I remember that... Desmond
Lynham.
That's right. Desmond was reading the news, the sports news, and we had these selection of mice in the studio. And you had the happy thought of placing one of these mice on Desmond Lynham's script as he was reading the sports news, and the thing walked slowly up his sleeve right through the sports news. He kept on reading.
He was terrified of mice, too. I didn't know that.
John Timpson reminiscing with Jack DeManio. By the late 70s, the much-loved team of John Timpson and Brian Redhead became established.
Well, you've been a supporter of the Labour Party all your life, Brian, so I expect you to say something like that, but you really shouldn't sneer at these job clubs, which are giving real hope to the long-term unemployed, getting them out of their depressed state of mind many of them are in, and they are going on to get real jobs.
Do you think we should have a one-minute silence now in this interview? One, for you to apologise for daring to suggest that you know how I vote, and secondly, perhaps in memory of monetarism, which you've now discarded.
Good morning from John Timpson in Brighton, where at 2:50 this morning, an explosion extensively damaged the Grand Hotel.
John Timpson stayed with the programme 16 years. On his retirement in 86, John Humphreys and Sue McGregor joined the regular team. Other presenters over the years have included Barry Norman, Desmond Lynham, Jenny Murray, Anna Ford, Libby Purvis and Peter Hobday. James Naughtie joined in 94.
Good morning to you from James Naughtie and John Humphreys. It's Monday the 28th of February.
After 21 years, James left the programme, but not without sadness.
All that continues and I can't wait for it, but it is inescapably a moment of change because you can't sit in this chair working with such talented and decent producers without being woven into the fabric of the programme, which I am, and with all the presenters down the years, especially Sarah, Justin and Michelle in recent times, as well as my old friend here, with whom I started and with whom I now finish. I'll be giving them my thanks, but all of you who listen need to be thanked too. You are the programme. Thank you. Our editors were Terry O'Neill and Tim DeFarman, from John and from me. Good morning.
John Humphreys is still in the chair after more than 30 years, but here's a day when he received an unexpected caller into the programme.
The time is 13 minutes to 7, and let me bring you up to date with this morning's big news. Mr Gorbachev is cutting short his visit to New York and flying straight back to the Soviet Union because of the earthquake in Armenia. It means, of course, that he will not be coming to Britain. We have on the telephone now from 10 Downing Street, Mrs Thatcher, who I gather has just heard the news, Prime Minister.
Hello, good morning. I heard it on your news briefing. It was the first indication we've had, but of course we understand. When there's a tragedy like that, Mr. Gordon...
The Today programme has presided over great moments of British history and dealt with them with typical calmness. Sue McGregor.
Good morning. This is a special edition of Today. The Allied forces in the Gulf have begun their all-out ground offensive.
Good morning to you. This is Today with Sue McGregor and John Humphreys on Friday, the 2nd of May, the start of a new chapter in Britain's political history. The Labour Party has been swept to power with the biggest majority it has ever had, at least 416 seats in the House of Commons. The Conservatives have been demolished.
It's 6 o'clock on Friday, the 24th of June. Good morning, this is Today with Sarah Montague and John Humphreys.
The BBC is forecasting that the UK has voted to leave the European Union after more than 40 years. With only a handful of areas left to declare, 52% of the country has voted to leave the EU and 48% to remain.
The Today programme has also made the news. May 2003.
The government's facing more questions this morning over its claims about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Our defence correspondent is Andrew Gilligan. This in particular, Andy, is Tony Blair saying they'd be ready to go within 45 minutes.
That's right. That was a central claim in his dossier, which he published in September. The main case.
Lord Hutton's report the following year into that broadcast resulted in the resignation of both the BBC chairman and the director general. And it wasn't to be the last time a director general resignation followed a broadcast on the Today programme.
But you must have known what happened because a tweet was put out 24 hours beforehand telling the world, 12 hours beforehand, telling the world that something was going to happen on Newsnight that night that would reveal extraordinary things about child abuse and that would involve a senior Tory figure from the Thatcher years. You didn't see that tweet?
I didn't see that tweet, John. I now understand.
Why not?
I check Twitter sometimes at the end of
you
the day,
staff,
or I don't check Twitter.
You have an
at
enormous
all.
Staff of people who are reporting into you on
George Entwistle, who became the shortest serving BBC Director General. 17 years ago, the Today programme went online, but it wasn't always at the cutting edge.
That email address for a report is today@bbc.co.uk, and try and get it to us in the next 45 minutes. Any thoughts at all?
Good idea.
Email us.
I think you need to add stroke today at the end of that address.
Oh, do you? Right, OK.
I think otherwise I'll spend 3 hours trying to get through.
Right, I felt quite chuffed reading it out.
You did very well, Gary. No, this is no criticism.
Yeah, the email is today@bbc.co.uk.
Oh, is it? Oh, it used to be different. It used to be bbc.co.uk.
No, you're talking about the website.
Oh, look, why don't I just stop completely? I'll go out and come in again.
And with so many presenters and newsreaders and interviewees, it's hardly surprising that it's easy to get them confused.
Today's newsreader is Peter Donaldson.
Senior Conservatives will use the start of their annual conference in Bournemouth to set out a...
Today's newsreader is Diana Spencer.
It's Diana Speed. Forgive me.
No, not at all. David Cameron will formally present his proposal.
So, this week, the Today programme celebrates its 60th anniversary, now claiming audiences of over 7 million. Without a doubt, it's become one of the world's most influential radio programmes and helps our medium retain its status and shows its real prowess. Happy birthday today. Radio Moment.